Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor, and I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can make the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. So super excited for my guest today, Kimberly. Kimberly has been in business for 27 years. Kimberly Jensen is also an ordained minister, certified natural health professional, journey life coach, and holistic practitioner. She's the owner of O Optimal Health and works with people to renew their physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And she does that by herbs and vitamins, sound, color, and resetting learned thought patterns about yourself and your life. Super awesome. She lives in Tampa, Florida area and is married and has two daughters. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you so much, Nadine. I am very excited and happy to be here.
Awesome. That was an awesome bio, but is there anything else you'd like to add to that to share with the audience?
You know, I think I'd like to say that, yes, I use a lot of tools to help people holistically and naturally achieve goals that they have. But I think my number one is just relying on God. I asked him, I said, whoever you want me to work with, put them in my path. Whatever you need them to hear, help me to hear it and help me to say it. And so I really do rely on that side of my business, because I think it's just, for me, it's optimal. It's the perfect way to work.
I love that. Whoever you desire me to work with, put them in my path. That is an awesome way to work. So as you know, this podcast is all about women, faith, and business, women of faith in business. So all of us really take a leap of faith when it comes to starting our businesses. So I always like to start off with the question, what made you take the leap of faith to start your business?
Well, the start was quite a few years ago, for sure, over 27 years ago, and it was for my own health. I was relatively, I felt young at the time, and I had high elevated cholesterol. I had low blood sugar, which can easily turn into high blood sugar. And the crazy thing is, I was very active sports-wise. I worked out. I'd always played sports all my life, but I had these, I guess, health challenges that were going on. And I knew that I definitely did not want to follow along the same pattern as my grandparents had, which was, you know, the diabetes and heart conditions and all this. So I said, all right, what can I do differently? And through a friend, I met a lady who became my mentor into all these natural health modalities. She was also a very spiritual woman, which was so phenomenal. And she just taught anybody and everybody, which is the role model I've definitely tried to follow also.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I find that a lot of times people start a business because of a challenge that they've had in their life, and they're kind of on this path of resolving this challenge. And then once they resolve the challenge, they realize that they can help other people. So they really take that leap of faith in starting the business to help other people because they were able to resolve the challenge in their life. So that's obviously the way that you started your business. So that's great. So as we know, entrepreneurs and business owners, there's a lot of ups and downs, evolution and pivots, especially since you've been in business for 27 years. So I'm sure a lot has changed and a lot has evolved, and you've had a lot of ups and downs and pivots. What would you say are some of the key pivots or changes that you've made in your business that you'd love to share with the audience?
Well, I would have to say in the very beginning, everything, of course, was in person. You only worked with people that were happened to walk into your store, which I had an Urban Vitamin store from 96 to 99. When I took classes, I went to the locations to take classes, and I traveled, which was excellent, out to Utah. I traveled to Hawaii. I traveled all over the country learning from people that I thought were just over the top amazing. And now a huge pivot is how social we are, how online we are, how we can Zoom into anybody's living room, you know, office space, whatever it is. Right. And here we are, and we're ready to work. And so I think that's been the biggest thing. And of course, the social media side of it, learning the, whether it was Facebook or Instagram, and, you know, adding those tools to my marketing side of things. But I also just embrace that because I love the fact people don't have to walk in my door in order for us to be able to meet, in order for us to be able to work with each other and benefit each other.
Yeah, that's great. That's definitely true, especially I think at the time of this taping in 2020, more businesses have realized the importance of pivoting and embracing the online channels, right? And being able to work with people, not just in person, but online. And they're embracing it because they've kind of been forced into having to do that, right? We have to do that in the middle of a pandemic where in person is limited. So being able to work with our clients and even our vendors and partners, you know, virtually and online is so important, and able to adjust and pivot to that as entrepreneurs and business owners is so important.
One of the things I like to talk with my my clients about, and just anybody really that I may be just socially talking with, is I honestly feel like this whole 2020 version of things has been a reset button. And I feel like God basically said, oh, I could slowly take them through this process, and it'll take forever for them to realize you don't have to do business like you always did business. Uh-huh. So if I just throw this pandemic out there and force people to stay home and get back to basics and learn how to cook, maybe spend more time with your family, and then realize you can accomplish so much business from your home and still have your family as the center and God as the center. I feel personally, any situation, you can flip it to that as a proverbial green side, right? But when you look for the reasons why, hey, maybe it's not so bad, you're going to find them. When you that what you put out there, I always say, as far as your gratitude, what you put out is like a boomerang. It's going to come back at you. So if you constantly put out the woe is me, everything is wrong, guess what you're going to get back? But when you put back, wow, I kind of like staying home. I like learning new recipes. I like, you know, being able to work with any and every client in any area that they happen to be in.
Yeah, I totally agree. Definitely 2020 has been a reset for all of us, and really made us think about doing things differently and prioritizing, as you mentioned, realizing that, you know, God can be the center, family can be the center, and we can work from home and harmonize in all three of those areas. So I do appreciate you mentioning that. So as a woman of faith in business, obviously faith plays a huge role in your business. How would you say faith plays a role in your business?
Well, I would like to say that, as I mentioned before, I honestly rely on God for not only my clients, but also like my retention. Also, the people ask me, they go, what are we going to do when I come in, or when we get on a Zoom call, or a, you know, FaceTime? And I said, you know what? When you get here, I'll let you know. Because when the energy connects, and that is the conversation connects, the get to know you connects, and all of a sudden a thought may come into my head, and that thought for me is God saying, let's go this route. Let's talk about this. Let's use this sound instrument. Let's use this essential oil. Let's use this color that we're going to work with, because they're all made up of frequencies. And everything that God, all these tools that he offers us are, you know, honestly, from him. Every music, every sound, every note, there are only seven that make up all of the music in the world. And those frequencies had so many, you know, healing tones in King David's time. We've gotten away from that, but now we're gradually bringing it back in. So I just feel like the more I rely on him, I really don't have anything to worry about, because he tells me, he guides me. Here's where I want you to go with this. This is what I'd like for you to talk about. This is what I think this person really needs. And so I just listen. People have asked me, Kim, what's the difference in prayer and meditation? I said, well, your prayer is when you're talking, you're transmitting, you're having a conversation with God. But your meditation is a prayer where you're sitting and you're just receiving, you're listening, and you're being a good listener. And the, just like anything else, the more you practice it, the better you become at it. So when you sit there and all of a sudden you have this little thought in your head, or they say, oh, I've heard that same thing like three times this last week. That's a bam, hey, turn the light switch on. He's talking to you, you know, listen closely.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That happens to me all the time. The power of threes, right? I always hear the same message three times within the space of 7 days. And I'm like, okay, God, this is obviously the message that you are telling me at this moment. But it's so important, as you mentioned, to be guided. And I love how you're totally led by the Holy Spirit. You don't come in with like, okay, this is what needs to happen. This is how it needs to happen. You're like, God, lead me and guide me. What does this person need? And customize it based on that particular person. So I really love that. And I love also the fact that you add God into the conversation, right? You know, we've talked before and you told me that you will tell people, you know, God guides me, and you have you're bold about saying that God is the one in the midst. So it's like, even if somebody is not a believer, you're not going to hesitate to let them know that God is involved in the work that you do. So what made you decide to be so bold and open about the fact that God is in your business? You can be a woman of faith and pray and meditate and keep that to yourself, but how did you decide that you're going to boldly tell your clients and customers that God is a part of this process?
Well, once you, when you know God, and when all of a sudden you decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to step out on that limb and I'm going to talk more about it, it's usually because you've recognized how many blessings you've actually received. So I have a few stories in regard to that, that kind of take you down that path. Yeah. But I also just truly believe, I was born and raised in Virginia in a Baptist church. Mm-hmm. And then I met my husband at that time, you know, boyfriend, fiance, and we started attending the Catholic church. Mm. And then through this life journey, I've been introduced to all walks of faith. Mm-hmm. And I very much enjoyed knowing that it's the same God at the center, that Jesus is there, that the Trinity is there. Mm-hmm. And one of the, when I tell people, okay, we're going to integrate that. And that integration for me is three taps on the palm. And people go, what does that mean to you? I said, oh, well, the palm, of course, is very significant in the Bible and the crucifixion and whatnot. But for me, it's Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I use the term for some people, namaste, because it says, I honor that which is in you, which is in me. And I just ask for the same respect. I'll respect wherever you are on your journey. And I ask that same respect and almost grace, because you don't want to put up a wall, because God goes in many different directions to touch people. And just like Jesus walked many different paths, I feel like I have had the opportunity to do that and to learn so many unique things. And I'm a, you know what, I am always, always, always a student. I love to learn. I love the self-development. So I'm constantly going, oh, what can I read next? What about this? What about that? And one of the books I'm reading right now is Jesus CEO. And I absolutely love it to see how he kind of embraced, but yet I don't want to use the word manipulated, but he traversed, you know, the path of his business. And his business was to let people know who he was and why he was here and, you know, the path that he walked. So I love that. And the fact that he always used love and healing in order to achieve every single goal.
Yeah, definitely. I love that, love and healing. And one of the things I really love about you, Kimberly, is the fact that you're not afraid to use different modalities, right? Some Christians would be like hesitant to be like tapping, like EFT, or hesitant to use crystals as a part of it because they will feel like that's not totally Christian. You know, we've kind of all been brainwashed as to what, like you said, I love that you said, and you always say that God uses all things, you know, all of those tools that you mentioned all come from God. But I think there's sometimes a stigma around certain tools like crystals, certain techniques like EFT and tapping. So I love that you incorporate those things and boldly speak of those things from a biblical perspective, as you mentioned about King David and using sound in those times. So you're not just using it in a worldly way, but you're saying, I'm using these tools and modalities, but they're actually biblically based. And I'm using it from a place coming from biblical Christian foundations. Right. Will you go ahead?
And honestly, giving glory to God that, hey, look, I'm so happy that you introduced me to all these gemstones that were listed in the Bible because they were in the high priest's breastplate and for protection, for higher spiritual awareness, for forgiveness, you know, for repelling negativity. And when you think about it, God gave us this earth and this planet. And where does every stone come from? It comes from the earth. It comes from the minerals, a combination of minerals. For essential oils, where do they come from? From the plants, from the blooms, you know, from what God has put on this earth for us. So I, in turn, love using all these tools and then referring back to, you know what, I've got a Bible verse for you. If you really like that, if that's where you want to go, we can go there, because I totally believe God wouldn't have introduced it to me if he didn't want me to use it. You know, yes. Do I have discernment in certain things? Of course I have discernment in those things. And I'm not ever giving glory to that crystal or that color or that sound or that oil. I'm giving glory to God for presenting that to me, saying he made it. And now I'm just going to use this tool, because again, we're all made up of frequencies, and each of these tools resonate at a different frequency. And our body, when we talk about the EFT, it's great to touch our body and to say, oh, wait, this is associated with that, to tie that together. There are over 2,000 nerve endings in your hands and in your feet. And when you apply pressure to certain areas, it's like actually reaching in and touching all your organs. And every organ has a role in your body of health. And in turn, what is our body? The temple, right? It's what God gave us. And that's what we're supposed to constantly build upon and reflect upon and honor, is God. And we do that through taking care of ourselves. Our body was made to heal itself. God didn't tell us, you know, hey, go do this, go do that, you know, take this particular whatever, you know, prescription to force the body. He says, use the tools I've given you, eat the herbs, you know, eat the food that I've given you, the diet that I've given you. And in turn, you're going to help be healthy, and your body's made to heal itself. There were no mistakes when this body was made. We contaminated, but then in turn, he can help us to repair it.
Yeah, I love that. And I think the key word that you said is glorify God. Everything that you're doing is to glorify God, and you bring it back to him. This is his. I think the problem or the thin line there is when people start to actually worship the crystal or worship the thing, right? It's like when you hear people say the universe, you're actually worshiping the universe and not the creator of the universe. The creator of the universe is higher than the universe. So your glory should go to God, not to the universe. So I love in how you put that in a context of glorifying God. It's not about the crystals or the sounds or the essential oils. It's about the fact that these tools are used and glorified and given to us by God. So we glorify God in using them. So I love how you say that. Now, have you received any like backlash or people that were kind of like, oh, I don't believe in that? You know, sometimes as Christians, you know, sometimes we're not always the easiest, especially some very traditional or principled Christians. Have you ever experienced any type of backlash or people like saying, you know, that's not Christian-like, or I don't want to do that, or anything like that?
Oh, for sure. And what I do whenever I encounter that, I'll always kind of step back and say, that's okay. That's where they are in their path. But I also believe God gives me the words to say what they need to hear to make them feel comfortable. Because you've got two main emotions. You've got love and you've got fear. So if you stay in love at all times, you're going to build yourself. You're going to build the what you're putting out, that vibration, that energy, that the feeling of love. Think about when you walk into a room. You can walk into a room and go, oh my gosh, everybody's so happy and excited and laughter, and I love being here. I can just feel it. I love it. Or you can walk into a room and go, ooh, what is going on here? So you feel that. That is energy isn't a bad word. It's a relationship. It's a sense, you know? And when I feel that vibe coming off of someone, I'll say, okay, God, help me out here. And you don't have to say it out loud. You know, he can hear us right in our mind, right? And I say, what do you want me to say? And something will come out. And all of a sudden, it could be about their pet. Wow, we found common ground. And they open the door a little bit, because usually they're just in a fear mode of, uh-oh, what are they doing? And I don't want to go against God. So what's she doing? You know, is she this metaphysical, or is she going to be something that's evil? No. So I try to put them at comfort. But I also think the more you smile at people, you know, where they say, well, oh, I smile, and you release endorphins and serotonin and all these great things, not only in you, but in the person you're smiling at. And the minute they go, oh, wait a minute, she might be nice, you know? So anyway, I always try to use my words in a building way, but in a being helping to comfort them. I had someone describe me one time, and I thought back on this going, what in the world is that? She says, oh, Kimberly, she's comfortable. And I went, who has ever been described as comfortable? And then I went, I actually like that, because I am. I can be in a room of so many diverse people or believers or whatever it is. And I think God gives me that comfort, and he gives me something that I can say that will relate to each of them. So I appreciate that. I don't think Jesus walked the path of, oh, let's get everybody that's just like me, right? He walked the path of, wow, let's get this guy and that guy, and maybe they're fishermen, or maybe, you know, whatever path they were walking, like Zacchaeus, bring them in and let's work a story with them. So when I try to do that with anybody that I encounter, that you don't have to be just like me for me to like you, you know, or for me to be able to work with you. And hopefully we'll find that common ground that'll take us to a new level. And I know through God it will. Sometimes I go, wait a minute, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? And then I go, oh, I don't have to worry about that. God's going to tell me what he wants me to say.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that description for you. You are very comforting in the way that you approach in your presence. And I love that you talked about energy, because I think a lot of times when it comes to faith and even faith in business, people don't really address energy. And it's so important, because you're right. You can walk into a room and feel the energy. You can feel the energy that someone's giving off to you. And that is how you know, okay, something's not right here. They obviously have a weird energy about the tools that I'm going to use. So God, give me the right words so I can comfort them so they can feel okay with it, right? So it is important to read the energy and be able to look for guidance, because we're always looking for guidance as to what the Holy Spirit is directing us to say to that particular person. So I love that. So you kind of mentioned already your faith journey a little bit. I always love to hear how people become believers, you know, how they believe in Jesus Christ, what their journey was, what their journey has been like. And I know you mentioned you grew up Baptist. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about what your faith journey has been like and how you became a believer in Jesus Christ.
Okay, so Baptist wise, and you know what, growing up Baptist in a little small town in Virginia, you go to church, of course, on Sundays, and then you go on Wednesdays, and you're part of the GAs and the actines and the choir and all these things. And usually around the age of 7 to 10, it's that, not an expectation, but hey, everybody else is doing it. I accept, you know, Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You go in, you get baptized, and, you know, everybody comes up and shakes your hand and tells you how great, you know, how happy they are that you've done this, and how, what a great decision that was, and so on and so forth. And you go back to church the next Sunday and the next Wednesday, and you keep on that mode. And then you become a teenager. And then you go, wow, maybe that you start to question, maybe I'm smarter than that. Maybe I'm not going to go that route. And I kind of got off of the path a bit. Yes, I still went to church, but it wasn't as if I was totally engaging. Then moved to Miami from Virginia. Woo, total culture shock, right? Moved to Miami, and God brings a man to me that is from Indiana. So we got Virginia and Indiana, and we meet in Miami, and we tease about, you know, how that actually ever happened. But regardless, it did. And one of the first things he said to me is, do you want to go with me to church on Sunday? And I went, okay. You know, he's cute kind of thing. It wasn't like really about the church then, it was about him. But I told him, I reflected back recently, within the past probably just a few months. And I said to him, I said, you know what? I really give you you accepted the challenge I believe God gave you to get me back into the path, back on the church and in the Catholic Church, something I didn't even know anything about. I knew the Baptist side, I knew the Methodist side because they're very closely related, but I did not know the Catholic side. And then I went through that, and we, through the whole time of dating before we got married, which by the way, Nadine was 6 years before we got married. So we get married in the Catholic Church, and the priest actually said, what we want you to do is say, I will raise my children in the church. And I said, I have no problem with that because I want my children to know God. I want them to know what that foundation is, that they have a much higher support than mom and dad will ever be. And so I had no issue with that. I've taught Bible school at the Baptist church and at the Catholic church. My daughters have attended the confirmation and their first communion and all these kind of things. And we had, as I mentioned before, kind of alluded to, I have a couple of stories that came through the death of my dad, this event with my daughter when she turned 18, my oldest, when she turned 18, and we find out that she has a congenital heart condition and she's got to have open heart surgery. And she's been an enormous athlete this entire time. She actually plays for a university, local university right now, plays softball for them. So as you can see, it was a good outcome. But what a difference, what a path that went total extreme for me and all my health things. So now I have to go in and I have to say, okay, surgeons, take my firstborn and make her whole again. So right. Of course, any mom is going to get emotional. So it makes me emotional, but let me tell you, God led us 100%. The things, the stories I could tell you, Nadine, were absolutely over the top. So even though I believed before and I was saved and I had my daughters in church and my, of course, my husband and I attend, what was so absolutely beautiful is how he orchestrated and facilitated that whole process, that whole way left field for us of going to medical professionals, and they have to now do everything for you. Yeah. As far as this surgery. She had the surgery and it was so absolutely incredible. And guess what? As when she was out of the hospital in 2 days, off pain meds in 2 days and off Tylenol in 2 days, prior to going in the hospital, she's never, ever even taken a medication. So big, big, big difference. But I used every tool I had in my toolkit, whether it was the oils, whether it was the stones, whether it was in the touch therapies, whatever it was. And of course, a whole lot of prayer and even sound, a lot of sound. And one of our friends one time that I coached softball with said, "You believe all that stuff your mom does?" She said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I can be in a whole lot of pain and mom will do her thing. And I'm now waking up from going to sleep because I get that comforted." But all I did was laid my hands on her and prayed for that healing. Uh-huh. And so when you can have that type of experience and you can have that type of trust in God, and then he gives you your daughter back, and now she's 22 years old and at the top of her game as far as athletically. Uh-huh. And you see all the wonderful things he's doing with her, it changes your life.
Right.
You know, you have a different walk. And we were always in the church. But when all of a sudden God has given you and prepared you all the way, everything you've ever done, he's brought you to this point. Trust me. And you've got the tools to work with.
Yeah.
So pretty incredible.
I love that. That's a beautiful story and a great testimony for, you know, how God works and how he heals. So I love that. And so many golden nuggets in what you shared. You know, I know a lot of people that I've interviewed talk about growing up in the church. It's like all you ever know, it's your routine, it's your ritual. And like you kind of said, the thing you do, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you keep going to church every day. But then you kind of come to this season, you know, I always talk about it kind of like a wilderness season where you start to question and you start to wonder, you know, maybe I'm smarter than this. You know, maybe I was kind of brainwashed, maybe. But God always brings people into your life to put you back on the path. So I love how you talked about your husband being that person in your life, really putting you back on your path. And you know you're marrying a good man when he's like telling you, "Do you want to go to church on Sunday?" Yeah, you know you got a good man telling you that.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're at working on year 32, and
amazing.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And I also love the part about your story where you talked about growing up Baptist and being closely related to Methodist. So you know exactly or are very familiar with Methodist beliefs and practices, but also then your husband being Catholic. So really, I love to see in people's faith journey how they experience different denominations or different ways people worship, you know, just different things, but knowing that God is at the core of it all, as long as they're worshiping and Jesus Christ is at the core of it all, that's what's most important. And that's why you felt comfortable growing up your kids in the Catholic faith, just making sure that he's at the center of it all. So that's awesome. I love that. So many amazing nuggets that you shared with us.
And you know, Nadine, talking about the preparation that God does, let me tell you this, because I think this was a little bit mind-blowing. God also said, "Hey, it is about me. And yes, I have different religions that are going to help people, whatever, you know, path they are on their, where they are on their path. But let me tell you this, my grandfather was Baptist. My grandmother was Methodist. Okay. They would actually go to separate churches on Sunday morning. But when they had their reunions or they had whatever, they supported each other in those paths. But to show that, hey, they can still be married and they can still be strong in their faith. And regardless, it's one God, right? It's one story.
Definitely. I agree. So one of the questions I love to ask is, how would you define the power of faith? We've talked a lot about faith. We've talked a lot about business. So what would you say would be a good definition to define the power of faith?
I think to me, the word power has to go hand in hand with trust. So the power of faith, the power of believing, you have to be able to trust that, hey, you're following the right person, right? You know he's going to be there for you in every single, the good days, the bad days, the green side and the dark sides, whatever it may be, he's going to be there for you. And that power to know that you can't do anything that's too bad for God to forgive you and to separate you from him and his love. All you have to do is ask for that acceptance, ask to be filled with that love. And in my belief, you are filled with power when you have that, when you have that love and that forgiveness and that worthiness, and you are a child of the Most High God. That to me is power.
Yeah, and definitely. I love that. Definitely the power of faith is trust, forgiveness, and love. Those are the key words that really stood out for me in that definition that you said. Now, of course, this podcast is all about faith and business. So the next question I'm going to ask is, how would you define the power of business?
Well, in mine, and I'm going to speak just for mine. Now, I've been on the path of corporate America. I've worked in the hotel industry. I've been director of marketing for a golf course. I've been a contract administrator for a $150 million contract at MacDill Air Force Base. I've walked that path. In my Optimal Health business has been the most fulfilling, most rewarding, and the where I'm filled with the most passion because I know I can help people. And each one of those journeys has contributed to my current journey. And you go, how in the world? That's so diverse. But let me tell you, a little bit of this and a little bit of that and the variation of people that you meet is so phenomenal because now you have a comfort level to speak to that many different types of people. It could be on a casual basis. It can be, as I coached a lot of softball, played a lot of softball, love that. It can be on the ball field. It can be anywhere. It can be in you. I can't tell you how many people walked in my door when I am contract administrator for Booz Allen and Hamilton, shut my door and say, Kim, can we talk about this? Can we talk about this health thing that I have going on? And by the way, we don't need to tell anybody else that you told me some of your unique ways to handle these. You know,
right.
I firmly believe that the power of faith in the business side, no matter where you are, God's there too. And if you listen, he's going to tell you how to incorporate it. He's going to give you that path laid out, you know, like Wizard of Oz, Yellow Brick Road. But guess what? You could choose to go to the right or go to the left. And you come back on the path and go, "Ooh, this is so much easier. This is so great." Rather than things being askewed and your goals being somewhat out of alignment, you know, your priorities and back to way back when it seems like, you know, yesterday when we talked about this, but God hitting that reset button and said, hey, let's get our priorities straight, guys.
Right.
The priority isn't about the work. It isn't about being away from the family. It isn't about eating out at restaurants all the time. It's about, let's bring it in closer. Let's bring it out here.
Yeah, definitely. And what I love about that definition of the power of business was no matter all the paths that you took to this path of Optimal Health, you feel most fulfilled in this role as a business owner and entrepreneur and the skills and talents and abilities that God has given you to be able to put this in a business to help other people has been the most fulfilling for you. So I think that's awesome. So this has been a great conversation, Kim. So many golden nuggets as always. If people want to learn a little bit more about you, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
So they can visit my website, which is OHOptimalHealth.com. They can email me at Kimberly@OHOptimalHealth.com, or they can check me out on Facebook. I've got a Optimal Health page. I've got a Kimberly Jansen page, and I would definitely love to connect with them in any way. Of course, phone number wise, everybody has a cell, right? They can text me also 813-928-3649.
Awesome.
And, or reach out and call me. If I'm in sessions, I promise I'll call you back or I text you back. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Kimberly. And thanks so much for joining us. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episodes or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover three powerful ways to attract your ideal clients so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 31996.